His passion project is to persuade policymakers to use history to improve their approach to governing. He also employs historians to make their work more accessible to busy policymakers by avoiding hyper-esoteric subjects and turgid language. He's convinced there has been too little effort to instruct decision-makers on how to use history or to train historians on how to engage with the policy world. Historical sensibility. Gavin urges leaders to develop historical sensibility, a temperament that appreciates and embraces life's unpredictable rhythms, baffling surprises, and head-spinning coincidences. Historical sensibility emanates from a tolerance for and appreciation of unintended consequences, stunning reversals, and sheer luck in human affairs. He also urges policymakers to learn to think historically. This requires a set of skills to interrogate the past by probing deeply, constructing and reconstructing chronologies, and contemplating counterfactuals in which different decisions might have significantly altered subsequent events. This may sound abstract, but Gavin offers concrete examples. For instance, former U.S. Federal Reserve Board Chair Ben Bernanke was also a respected scholar of the Great Depression. Gavin argues that as the world unraveled during the 2008 financial crisis, Bernanke drew on his understanding of economic history to grasp the scope of the challenge, recognize the importance of global coordination, and embrace out-of-the-box thinking. The Fed chair's grounding in history liberated him from rigid doctrines and encouraged innovative policymaking. Tools and a checklist. Gavin's book provides tools for policymakers to interrogate the past, ask penetrating questions, examine key assumptions, search for pivotal turning points, and consider multi-causal explanations of events and developments. He also offers a historical checklist for leaders as they consider current problems and future strategies. The fundamental questions he believes they should ask include, how did we get here? What else is going on? What are our unspoken assumptions? What is really important? What are the most likely outcomes? What else could happen? How rapid is the pace of events, and is anything inevitable? The longer you can look back, Churchill once said, the farther you can look forward. Vocabulary focus. Aspiring. Ironclad. Ambiguity. Inquisitive. Contentious. Esoteric. Turgid. Baffling. Emanate from something.